to Jay Mobile.
Jay, KN4VWA. How you doing, guy?
I'm just going up the road.
Hey, the border, you're loud and clear, and I mean just full quieting into the repeater. Sound great.
Area there, so now I'm heading up to the top of the mountain.
Do you remember my house? Do you remember my house, right?
Yep.
If you remember, there's a line of pine trees and trees right down the right-hand side of the house as you face the house. This must be the end of the world coming because I got about 14 or 15 turkeys down here roaming around in amongst the three roosters I got loose for your ranging. It's the intermingling. Oh, my gosh.
Dinner is probably in line.
Yep, yep. Well, so, did you hear that I had gotten a second deer already?
Not a first one.
Well, the first deer of the season was a doe, and it weighed out at 154 pounds. The second one was a 7-point buck, weighed out at 176. So I'm going to have plenty of deer meat for the year, and I've pretty much quit hunting now. I haven't figured out how to shoot a deer yet fully clothed.
Backyard for you?
No, just right off of the front porch. My wife got me up at, I think it was 7 o'clock the other morning. Here's a big old buck out front. You need to get that buck. Get that buck. So I went to the front door, eased the front door open, leaned out with the barrel, popped him about 50 yards off of the front of the porch.
It's almost cheap.
I've shot 3 deer here at the place, and I'm yet to shoot one with clothes on. And I have to go get dressed so that I can take them into the processor. Oh, me. Well, I am just about to load this thing with hydraulic fluid and test it.
Interesting, interesting test. I am just passing the bear man's house over here. So are you going to work the contest this weekend?
So my daughter has lined me up with something with my wife for about 4 hours tomorrow afternoon, and that between that and my granddaughter coming tonight, I figure I wouldn't be able to give it enough attention to do a reasonable effort.
Well, the contest starts at 8 o'clock tonight and goes till Sunday night, so you got lots of time, number one. And number two, you don't actually have to work the contest. It's just a really good way to find countries that you haven't worked. And it's going to be pretty thick this weekend. The bands are going to be wide open.
To be in there working it on Saturday morning and Sunday afternoon after about 2 o'clock. So when does it go to on Sunday?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll give it my best shot, see what I can do. I'm brain dead, Bob. I tell you, which contest is that now?
Fall contest. It's the CQ Worldwide Single Sideband. And like I said, it's probably one of the biggest contests of the year.
All right, well, I'll go over to the N3FJP and get that downloaded probably this afternoon and try to get started with it. Maybe after the grandbaby goes to bed, but she likes to pile in on top of me. She just turned 4 and she's always slept in the bed with us. And nothing does until she is in on top of Grandpa's shoulder to go to sleep at night, so maybe I can slip out after she snoozes off.
Yep, but I know we'll be on the air. We've been setting stuff up here for a while, so we'll be on the air, and let's see here. I'm getting close to Fred's.
All right, so you you going to do the whole contest up at Nancy?
We're going to operate the whole 48 hours. Six of us.
I was working. I had my radio on, kind of listening. Did you? Were you telling somebody that you were going to start off on 20 tonight, and then go to 40 tomorrow, or what was that you were telling them?
And start doing some testing, propagation, and see what's going on. My instinct right now is to start out maybe on 20 meters for an hour or so tonight and then go to 40, or maybe just start out on 40. I'm not sure, but, nighttime, 40, 80, 160.
See, again, you're getting a little bit scratchy.
Nighttime, 40, 80, and 160. Daytime, more or less, in a nutshell, 10 to 20.
Roger, roger. I thought you had given me a specific frequency you was going to start off with. Okay. Well, listen, maybe around, I'm hoping by 10 o'clock at least, she'll be snoozed off and I'll be able to go out to the shed. So I'll be looking for you on 40 initially, because isn't it true that 20 is going to die off by about, 9 o'clock?
I've worked 20 meters at 2 in the morning, but I would say, generally speaking, and again, this is just a kind of a general, 10 through 20 more during the daytime, 40, 80, and 160 more during the nighttime.
Right. Yep. Okay. Well, I experienced it the other night, or evening, early evening. I was talking to a guy in Mozambique. And we made our contacts, and we were chatting just for a minute. And, I mean, the band just fell out. I mean, within 15 seconds, it was gone. And then it came back just long enough for us to 73 and clear. And, man, it was gone for the rest of the evening for me.
Steve, Fred was at the cottage down here, and I needed to talk to him.
Hey, listen, your guys are getting all set up and ready to go, and we're just chit-chatting, so I'll give you a call sometime next week. Good luck with the contest this weekend. Knock 'em dead, big guy, and hopefully I'll hear you in there. Indy 7J, KN4BWA, clear up your finals.
Steve, we'll be operating under Fred's call sign, K4RM. There won't be any of our call signs out there. However, if we're on 160 meters, I may ask you something really good. I haven't worked. I'm going to probably try to work them under my own call. So anyway, we'll listen for you. Have a good one. ND7J, almost to the top.
Okay, you're scratching out a little bit. Give me Fred's call sign one more time before you go.
Mike, you know, for Romeo Mike.
Got it that time. Got it. I'll be listening for you guys. Good luck with it, and I'm clear.